17-year-old Nate McCartan, a senior at Shenandoah, says he wants to go to his senior prom in drag, but school administrators have told him that isn't allowed.
It's just a different art form, and it's like a form of identity and expression within gender. So it like kind of, it's kind of part of me, and it's kind of important that I am able to have the choice which way I want to dress.
McCartan started an online petition about a month ago that now has more than 175 supporters. The message to school board members, drag queens should be allowed to do drag at Shenandoah's prom. McCartan says this week he was instructed by a teacher that he cannot wear heels to school, but he argues there's nothing in the school dress code that prevents boys from wearing heels. Now he says the word is out among his peers, and he's picked up support from his fellow classmates.
Other people I've barely ever spoken to are standing up for what's right, because it's basically come down to it seems like it's a gender stereotype issue that I'm not allowed to wear what I want to wear because I'm not identifying as a different gender. When there's girls who dress like guys, and they're allowed in our school, and we've even had girls who wear tuxes to prom, and that was allowed. So what I want out of this is just to be able to have people be, like, respected and allowed to choose what they want to wear in a respectful manner.
McCartan says he first asked school administrators about attending prom and drag last spring. The issue was discussed on the school district's Grapevine web portal, where parents and students can communicate with administrators. There, a response to one question regarding drag read, quote, "It is unacceptable to do it for fun or on a whim. However, anyone in that situation should talk to the principal. The social and emotional needs of our students will always be taken into consideration," unquote. Reach for comment by WAMC Shenandoah Central Schools Public Information Officer Kelly DeFiziani said, quote, "We address student needs such as this on a case-by-case basis. This requires a discussion between the student, parents, and principal," unquote. McCartan says he hopes the district will put in place a program similar to its case-by-case transgender bathroom policy adopted last year. James Schultes, youth program manager at the Pride Center of the Capital Region, argues it's legal for students to dress how they want to dress as long as it's within the standards of what's acceptable for the opposite sex.
Based on federal legislation as well as local state legislation, students can dress however they'd like to dress that may not conform to traditional gender roles. This is for school dances, this is for prom or homecoming, or even in the day-to-day, right, if that's how they authentically identify their gender.
A message to the Shenandoah Board of Education inquiring about McCartan's petition was not returned Friday. To see more, including a link to the petition, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.